1. O peoples of the world, the Sun of Truth hath risen to illumine the whole earth and to spiritualize the community of man. Laudable are the results and the fruits thereof, abundant the holy evidences deriving from this grace. This is mercy unalloyed and purest bounty. It is light for the world and all its peoples. It is harmony and fellowship and love and solidarity. Indeed, it is compassion and unity and the end of foreignness. It is the being at one in complete dignity and freedom with all on earth.
The Blessed Beauty saith, ye are all the fruits of one tree, the leaves of one branch. Thus hath he likened this world of being to a single tree, and all its peoples to the leaves thereof, and the blossoms and fruits. It is needful for the bough to blossom, and leaf and fruit to flourish, and upon the interconnection of all parts of the world tree dependeth the flourishing of leaf and blossom, and the sweetness of the fruit. For this reason must all human beings powerfully sustain one another and seek for everlasting life. And for this reason must the lovers of God in this contingent world become the mercies and the blessings sent forth by that clement King of the seen and unseen realms. Let them purify their sight and behold all humankind as leaves and blossoms and fruits of the tree of being. Let them at all times concern themselves with doing a kindly thing for one of their fellows, offering to someone love, consideration, thoughtful help. Let them see no one as their enemy or as wishing them ill, but think of all humankind as their friends, regarding the alien as an intimate, the stranger as a companion, staying free of prejudice, drawing no lines. In this day, the one favoured at the threshold of the Lord is he who handeth round the cup of faithfulness, who bestoweth even upon his enemies the jewel of bounty, and lendeth even to his fallen oppressor a helping hand. It is he who will, even to the fiercest of his foes, be a loving friend. These are the teachings of the Blessed Beauty. These are the counsels of the Most Great Name. O ye dear friends, the world is at war, and the human race is in travail and mortal combat. The dark night of hate hath taken over, and the light of good faith is blotted out. The peoples and kindreds of the earth have sharpened their claws and are hurling themselves one against the other. It is the very foundation of the human race that is being destroyed. It is thousands of households that are vagrant and dispossessed, and every year seeth thousands upon thousands of human beings weltering in their lifeblood on dusty battlefields. The tents of life and joy are down. The generals practice their generalship, boasting of the blood they shed, competing one with the next in inciting to violence. With this sword, saith one of them, I beheaded a people, and another, I toppled a nation to the ground, and yet another, I brought a government down. On such things do men pride themselves, in such do they glory. Love, righteousness, these are everywhere censured, while despised are harmony and devotion to the truth. The faith of the Blessed Beauty is summoning mankind to safety and love, to amity and peace. It hath raised up its tabernacle on the heights of the earth and directed its call to all nations. Wherefore, O ye who are God's lovers, know ye the value of this precious faith. Obey its teachings, walk in this road that is drawn straight, and show ye this way to the people. Lift up your voices and sing out the song of the kingdom. Spread far and wide the precepts and counsels of the loving Lord, so that this world will change into another world, and this darksome earth will be flooded with light, and the dead body of mankind will arise and live, so that every soul will ask for immortality through the holy breaths of God. Soon will your swiftly passing days be over, and the fame and riches, the comforts, the joys provided by this rubbish heap, the world, will be gone without a trace. Summon ye then the people to God, and invite humanity to follow the example of the company on high. Be ye loving fathers to the orphan, and a refuge to the helpless, and a treasury for the poor, and a cure for the ailing. Be ye the helpers of every victim of oppression, the patrons of the disadvantaged. Think ye at all times of rendering some service to every member of the human race. Pay ye no heed to aversion and rejection, to disdain, hostility, injustice. Act ye in the opposite way. Be ye sincerely kind, not in appearance only. Let each one of God's loved ones center his attention on this, to be the Lord's mercy to man, to be the Lord's grace. Let him do some good to every person whose path he crosseth, and be of some benefit to him. Let him improve the character of each and all, and reorient the minds of men. In this way, the light of divine guidance will shine forth, and the blessings of God will cradle all mankind. For love is light, no matter in what abode it dwelleth, and hate is darkness, no matter where it may make its nest. O friends of God, that the hidden mystery may stand revealed, and the secret essence of all things may be disclosed, strive ye to banish that darkness for ever and ever.